Tulsa Race Massacre Centennial events picked up speed today with a memorial march. The march started at Carver Middle School in Greenwood. At the front of the crowd, being driven in a horse-drawn carriage, were the three living Tulsa Race Massacre survivors, Viola Fletcher, Hughes Van Ellis, and Lessie Benningfield Randall. Behind them, an African masquerade swirled. The masquerade is a tribute to departed ancestors, with a masked dancer representing deceased spirits. Here's how one organizer described the masquerade.
If you've never experienced Black African Egungun power, you will experience today. You will understand, you will come here, you will come away from this place encouraged.
As the march moved through Greenwood, the masked dancer interacted with the crowd. At one point, he embraced bystander Francine Campbell.
Oh, it felt good because he knows my ancestors. And so he was reaching back to give me a hug. They're sending it from my father.
The march ended at Greenwood Cultural Center, where community leaders spoke. Here's Tulsa City Council Chairperson Vanessa Hall Harper.
And so I thank my brothers who are not Black and sisters who are not Black for coming, because we are made up of all nationalities.
Yes.
We know that. And so we want to share love.
Hall Harper went on to speak about the need for justice and reparations.
And unfortunately, it's a fight.
Yes.
Black people have had to fight for everything we've gotten in this country.
Yes.
Since we got off the boat, as I like to say.
Yes.
Everything we have ever accomplished, it was a fight. And normally through the court system.
Other speakers included State Representative Regina Goodwin and attorney for the survivors, Demario Solomon Simmons. The march was part of events organized for the Black Wall Street Legacy Festival. For KWGS News, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell.